It's graduation day at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will give the commencement address. The Air Force Thunderbirds, some of the country's top combat pilots, will put on a show in their F-16s. If the Air Force gets its way, many of today's graduates will soon be flying the F-22, the service's brand new fighter. Rumsfeld says he wants to transform the military to prepare for a new age of warfare. The F-22 was conceived during the Cold War, and critics say it's not needed. But the F-22 program is likely to survive anyway. The Air Force has recast the plane as a transformational weapon perfectly suited for the 21st century. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Air Force believes the Raptor, as the F-22 is called, is lighter, faster, and more maneuverable than any fighter ever built. It's a light, super-fast stealth jet designed to take on any enemy fighter and evade the most sophisticated radar systems and surface-to-air missiles.
We got a problem developing out here at about 80 miles. The system has identified that we've got some enemy aircraft out here. There they are. Four aircraft. I'm not really sure what... We got two more coming on scope here, so we got...
Test pilot Paul Metz sits in the cockpit of an F-22 simulator, his eyes glued on the Russian Su-27 fighters approaching fast on the giant video screen in front of him. With one finger, Metz gently moves a cursor on a small cockpit display screen, and the computer offers up lethal advice.
It's picked the number one threat and said, I suggest you shoot this guy first. So I'm going to take that advice and let go a missile right now.
Steering the plane at 40,000 feet, Metz blasts an air-to-air missile.
We've got to shoot on the second one. There's the weapon away. Shoot. It's off and away. We're just about to hit number three. He just went up in flames.
Little parachutes flutter in the fake blue sky as the enemy jets crash and burn in the desert below. The F-22 is in full stealth mode, Metz notes, so the Russian pilots had no idea they were under attack until impact.
Their pilots ejected safely, but unfortunately, they're just about to wipe out several $1 million worth of Su-27s here as the impact.
Metz, who flew real combat missions during the Vietnam War, now works for the F-22's maker, Lockheed Martin. Metz was the jet's first test pilot. It's hardly surprising this simulator takes on Russian fighters. The F-22's origins go back to the height of the Cold War, when the Air Force started to think about replacing its fleet of F-15s. But does the F-22, designed to take on the latest Russian jet, still fit with Pentagon planners eager to transform the military to fight terrorists and rogue states, what the military calls asymmetrical threats? Transformation is a Pentagon code word for a more nimble, adaptive military. Now the Air Force and Lockheed Martin are pitching the Raptor as the transformational fighter of the 21st century. Metz calls the F-22 a changeling, a fighter able to alter its sophisticated computers and weaponry to handle any threat.
It can morph and change itself into some type of weapon or against some types of weapons that we don't know about today. I mean, what you need to be able to do is transform and adapt all your weapons, not just airplanes, tanks, the infantry, the soldier, ships at sea. Have to be able to transform themselves rapidly to some threat that none of us know about today. And I think the route to that transformation is through computer technology.
The Air Force believes the Raptor's stealthiness, speed, and computer prowess make it the linchpin in any future joint force strategy.
It's not just bigger or faster. It's not evolutionary. It is revolutionary.
Major General John Corley is the Air Force's Director of Global Power Programs.
How will an adversary deal with an aircraft that now brings lethality, precise lethality, with the ability to operate within a network type of environment, working as a sensor, providing information back out, as well as being able to kinetically destroy the targets. These are all revolutionary attributes. That's why the F-22 contributes to and is a transformational aircraft itself.
But even some longtime hawks say pitching the F-22 as transformational is clever marketing of a Cold War weapon. Lawrence Korb was Ronald Reagan's Assistant Secretary of Defense.
It was developed well before people started talking about transformation and the revolution in military affairs. I don't blame them. Everybody is trying to sweep things under the transformation rubric or under the homeland security these days because it helps for budgetary reasons. But it is not a transforming weapon.
Korb, now with the Council on Foreign Relations, says today's biggest security risks are from bad guys who don't have modern air forces. In fact, Korb says there's not an air force in the world today that can compete with America's current fleet of fighters. In addition, another plane, the Joint Strike Fighter, is under development. Until that's ready, Korb says, it'd be much more effective to outfit older jets with the latest precision-guided munitions.
As you saw in Afghanistan, you took a 40-year-old plane, you put smart bombs on it, and you were able to attack the Taliban ground forces with pinpoint accuracy. You can take existing platforms like the F-15 and F-16s and put the smart bombs on them and be just as effective.
Korb and other F-22 skeptics also point to its price tag. At well over $200 million each, including design costs, the F-22 will be the most expensive fighter in history. Total costs will run to nearly $70 billion. But as the current debate over the Army's Crusader howitzer shows, any weapon system is hard to cut, let alone cancel. Private defense contractors spread the wealth over vast political boundaries. The F-22 is no exception. It's designed and built by Lockheed Martin, but its radar is made by Northrop Grumman. Boeing makes the rear section. TRW makes the navigation electronics, and United Technologies makes the engine. And there's more. 1,200 subcontractors contribute and spread the program across 46 states. Paul Nisbet, an aerospace analyst, says the sheer size of the F-22 guarantees congressional backing and the plane's survival.
It tends to gain the appropriate political support to enable the provision of funding and to make it very difficult for the administration to do anything in the way of cancellation.
Budget cutters have nibbled away at the F-22 for years. The Air Force originally wanted 750 of them. After six cutbacks, the Air Force hopes to stem further reductions and produce at least 339 of the fighters. Assistant Secretary of State Paul Wolfowitz says right now the Pentagon is carefully studying what role the F-22 will play in the military's future.
How many F-22s we want to have, whether we want to have a ground attack version of it. So it's a pretty comprehensive study, and I would not want to prejudge the conclusions of it. They're not formed yet.
The last major weapons cancellation was the Navy's A-12. The proposed carrier-based stealth aircraft was canceled in 1991 by then-Defense Secretary Dick Cheney. While the F-22 is not likely to get canceled, it could be scaled back again. How much may depend on the Air Force's ability to convince the Pentagon's civilian leaders that the F-22 is, in fact, a transformational jet. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.